Hello, friends. This is Gillian saying welcome to Listen Together podcast. Here's Terry to sing. Can you sing hello with me? You can join in the actions if you like.
Can you sing hello with me? Can you sing hello with me? Can you sing, 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 sing? Can you sing hello with me? Can you clap along with me? Can you clap along with me? Can you clap, 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 clap? Can you clap along with me? Can you jump along with me? Can you jump along with me? Can you jump, 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 jump? Can you jump along with me? Can you swing your arms with me? Can you swing your arms with me? Can you swing, 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 swing? Can you swing your arms with me? Can you march along with me? Can you march along with me? Can you march, 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 march? Can you march along with me?
This podcast is called Earth Day. We have two fun songs. Both are very easy, so you can join in with singing. And we have an Earth Day story. Our first song is called Don't Be a Litter Lout. Don't be a litter lout. That's a funny sounding title. Lout. I remember the word lout from when I was growing up in England. It means someone behaving badly, not doing the right things. We would not want to be a litter lout. Here's Scott and Joshua to sing Don't Be a Litter Lout.
Don't be a litter lout, litter lout, litter lout. Don't be a litter lout, don't let it lie about.
Did you know that litter is trash? We don't want to be leaving it lying around. Now you heard Scott sing the first verse. Why don't we try it together?
Don't be a litter lout, litter lout, litter lout. Don't be a litter lout, don't let it lie about.
Now Scott's going to sing Candy Wrapper Pick It Up, Pick It Up. Pick it up. Candy wrapper, pick it up. Don't let it lie about.
Candy wrapper, pick it up. Pick it up, pick it up. Candy wrapper, pick it up. Don't let it lie about.
Now he's going to sing Apple Core, pick it up, pick it up. Why don't you sing with him?
Apple Core, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Apple core, pick it up, don't let it lie about.
Joshua is going to sing Water bottle, pick it up, pick it up. Why don't you sing with him?
Water bottle, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Water bottle, pick it up, don't let it lie about.
Now soda can, pick it up, pick it up. Are you ready, friends?
Soda can, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Soda can, pick it up, don't let it lie about.
This time Joshua's going to sing Paper napkin, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
Paper napkin, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Paper napkin, pick it up, don't let it lie about.
Now, friends, it's your turn to choose something to put in the song. Perhaps it will be orange peel, pick it up. Paper bag, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Are you ready, friends?
Don't be a litter lout, litter lout, litter lout. Don't be a litter louse, don't let it lie about.
It's story time, and we are going to learn a little bit about Earth Day too. Earth Day Cleanup. One day at school, Miss Emily talked about Earth Day and how people all over the world tried to do something to make the Earth a better place to live. "It's like a birthday for Earth," said Henry. "Yes, it is," said Miss Emily. "So what are we going to do for Earth Day?" asked Kayla. "On Saturday, with everyone who can, Miss Hannah and I are meeting at the park and we are going to have a clean-up day," said Miss Emily. "Can my dad come?" asked Levi. "Of course," said Miss Hannah. "Families are welcome to come." "What will we clean up?" asked Zoe. "I've seen dog poop on the grass in the park. I don't want to clean that up." "Ew," said several children. Picking up dog poop did not sound like fun. "That will be a job for grown-ups, Zoe," said Miss Emily. "There will be lots of other things for you to pick up, like bits of paper, plastic bags and newspapers. You will be surprised to see what people leave lying around." The rest of the week, the class learned more about Earth Day. They learned how some people clean up beaches of trash, how others waded in streams to clean up. They learned how planting trees helped keep the air clean. On Saturday, Levi and his dad went to the park to help with clean-up day. Levi had brought his grabber stick so he didn't have to bend down to pick things up. Lots of other children from school were there too, as well as Miss Hannah and Miss Emily. Tom and Zoe were there with their mom and dad. James was there with his mom and baby Jack in his stroller. Katie was there with her big brothers. Miss Hannah gave everyone plastic gloves to wear and a bag to put things in. "Now stay with your grown-up," said Miss Emily, "and don't pick up anything sharp. Let the grown-ups do that." Everyone set off in their groups to do their cleaning up work. Levi and his dad, plus Tom and Zoe and their parents, walked along the bike path looking for rubbish. Tom quickly found a soggy newspaper which he put in his bag. Zoe found some soda cans and an apple core and put them in her bag. Levi only walked 5 steps and picked up a banana skin and a pop bottle with his grabber. "Why do people leave all this rubbish lying around?" Levi asked his dad.
"That's a good question, Levi," said Dad. "I think some people don't even want to think about the mess they are leaving behind, or they think it's someone else's job to clean up."
The families went along collecting more rubbish in their bags. Zoe was running on ahead of the group when she slipped and fell down. "Ow, ow, ow, my knee," she cried. "It's bleeding." And it was. When the others reached her, they could see that she had fallen on some broken glass and a piece of glass was sticking out of her knee. Zoe's dad picked her up and carried her over to a nearby bench so he could take care of her knee. Levi's dad told everyone to stand back out of the way so he could pick up the broken glass. Levi and Tom went to look at Zoe's bleeding knee. Zoe was crying quietly and saying, "It hurts, it hurts." "Zoe," said her dad, "I will need some tweezers to get the glass out of your knee. I will have to go and find Miss Emily. She has a first aid kit in her backpack." "I'll stay with Zoe," said the twins' mom. "You go get the first aid kit." "I'm coming too," said Tom, and he set off back along the bike path with his dad.
Levi sat on the bench next to Zoe, who was still whimpering.
"Zoe," said Levi's dad, "what's the yuckiest thing you put in your bag today?"
He was trying to keep her mind off her knee. Zoe didn't answer, so Levi said, "My yuckiest thing is a pop bottle that still has something in it. Thank goodness it still has a lid on."
"That's not yucky," said Zoe.
"It is so," said Levi.
"I found a disgusting brown, smelly apple core that's even got mould on it," said Zoe.
"I have something even worse," said Zoe's mom. "I found an ice cream cone that someone must have dropped days ago. The ice cream had melted, but the cone is all sticky and it's covered in ants. I had to pick that up and put it in my bag."
"Ew, gross," said Levi and Zoe together.
"And what a waste of ice cream," Levi moaned.
"Here we are," said Zoe and Tom's dad. "We've got the first aid kit."
"That was fast," said Zoe, not realizing she'd been distracted from her painful knee by all the yucky things they'd been talking about. Levi continued to work hard trying to distract Zoe by talking about more yucky things that they might find to pick up, and her dad cleaned up her knee and put a big band-aid on it. Before long, the first aid work was done and Zoe was feeling better.
"It's time to head back and meet up with everyone else," said Levi's dad.
The group set off back, still collecting more rubbish as they walked along slowly because of Zoe's knee. Levi kindly let Zoe use his grabber stick so she didn't have to bend down with her bandaged knee. The final job was to sort out all the rubbish ready to take to the recycling centre. All the food went in one bag for the compost bin. Levi was in charge of that one. His dad collected all the glass. Katie collected plastic bags and bottles. James collected paper. And Katie's brothers took care of soda cans. There were lots of those. Soon all the bags were loaded into Miss Hannah's truck.
"Well done, everyone," said Miss Hannah. "We did a lot of good work today."
Earth Day is a time when we can all do something special to help the world we live in. Terry is going to sing a song called Reduce, Reuse, Recycle. Reduce means only use things if you have to. Do you really need a new piece of paper, or can you turn it over and draw on the other side? Reuse means use it again. There are lots of ways we can use things again. My newspaper usually is delivered with a rubber band around it. I save all the rubber bands and take them back to the newspaper office so they can use them again. Recycle. We saw some of the things that we can recycle in our story today. Here's Terry.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. That's what we all should do. Reduce, reuse, recycle. And the earth will say thank you. Thank you, thank you. And the earth will say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And the earth will say thank you.
This is an easy song. Friends, will you sing along with Terry?
Reduce, reuse, recycle. That's what we all should do. Reduce, reuse, recycle. And the earth will say thank you. Thank you, thank you. And the earth will say thank you, thank you.
wonder if your family or your school planned some special activities for Earth Day, like the cleanup day in our story. Perhaps you already work hard at home or at school every day to reduce, reuse, and recycle. I would love to know what you do. That's all we have time for today, friends. This is Gillian saying goodbye for now, and I'll see you next time with Listen Together Podcast. All original material on this podcast is copyrighted by Gillian Sharma and Listen Together Podcast, part of Oasis Learning Services, LLC.